At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice. And today, I'm honored to be joined by Matt Myers, founder of So Many Angels. Matt, welcome to the show.
Seth, thank you for having me. So pleased to be able to share what we do.
I'll tell you what, I got to shout out Trisha Pritchard from the Butler Buzz, because if it wasn't for her, this connection wouldn't be here. You know, we wouldn't have been able to meet in person a week or two ago. So I greatly appreciate her for doing this. And you'll be on the Butler Buzz here very soon, Matt. So I look forward to seeing you on there. But, for our show today, I want people to not only get to know what your wonderful organization is, but I want to get to know you as well. So why don't we start off by getting to know you and, you know, your love for photography?
I also want to second that. Thank you to Trisha, because, I'm looking forward to sharing what we do on the Buzz as well. My name is Matt Myers. I am a portrait photographer. I guess I'm in semi-retirement since I've started So Many Angels, but, been in the photography world for roughly 10, 12 years, I think. And a few years ago, when I lived in Delaware, was photographing a Make-A-Wish event, a fundraiser, your standard fundraiser, just trying to get photos for the local vineyard that it was held at. And while I was photographing here and there and everywhere, their featured speaker was a early to mid 30s woman, and she said that she had her wish granted when she was 13. She was a Miami Beach girl, and of course her wish was to go snow skiing, and she didn't know why. She didn't know anything about snow or skiing, but the Make-A-Wish people got the family a cabin or chalet, I guess the fancy term, about halfway down the mountain. They skied out in the morning, they skied in at night. But the one thing that stuck with me was she said that for that week, I was not sick. And it just hit me. I just wanted to do something right then and there with photography. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know how I was going to do it. But I knew that one of my friends had recently posted a picture of his son dressed as Batman or Superman. He was not sick. But it just... thinking about all the people I knew in the photography world who were really good editors, out of the 115 plus children that we've photographed so far, I have not edited any of the photos yet. And I will back up a second here and say that our mission statement is: we provide hope, inspiration, and encouragement to children with cancer and other life-threatening medical conditions, so that they can become whoever they want to be when they grow up. We kind of stress the when because we want to give them that hope, and we want them to think that there will be another day to, whether it's beating what they have or just getting through another day, like so many of us are just trying to do right now. But what we do is we photograph the kids against a green screen backdrop, and the parents and the kids have seen what we do before, but they have no background whatsoever behind them. And then we do some magic with Photoshop and whatever these artists want to use. Sometimes they draw, sometimes they paint. I don't care. I just tell them that I want movie poster quality images so we can print them on a 16 by 24 canvas that these families can have and hang in their home. And everything we do is no cost to the family. But what we want these kids to do is we want these kids to inspire themselves with these photos, with these canvases. We want them to hang them in their room, and we want it to be the last thing they see before they go to sleep, the first thing they see when they wake up. And if they're not having a good day, we want them to look at themselves as that princess or as that superhero, And we want them to say, you know, that's me. I am that strong person. I am Superman or Wonder Woman or whoever's in that picture. And if that gives them, if that triggers something in their mind and helps them fight a little more for 10 seconds, for 15 seconds, heard from one of the moms that we photographed. His name was Kyle, and he's actually on my backdrop here in Zoom. You can see him, Seth. He's the Star Wars kid right
over,
right over my shoulder. He was, I think, 14, and he was holding his canvas, and his mom walked in and said, "Hey, bud, what's up?" And he said, "This picture really inspires me, and I hope that when I'm older..." Now, he's 14, but he hopes when he's older, he can inspire kids that are going through what he's going through now. And it just blew me away that, you know, I know photography is powerful. My personal photography is nothing like the kids that we photograph. It's black and white portraiture. It's fitness and bodyscapes. And it's just nothing like this. It's two completely opposite ends of the spectrum. But I know the power that it has on the people I photograph. I know the power that a headshot, yes, a headshot only, did for me. A lot of photographers I know, probably most, if not all, we hate our photos taken. That's why we hide behind the camera. But I got a photograph by somebody I really admire, Peter Hurley, at a conference one time. And just the way it made me feel, it just wasn't an acceptable photo for, you know, social media and LinkedIn and profiles and things like that. It was like, hey, I think I look kind of good in this. How did that happen? Because I don't see that when I look in the mirror. And so many of us look in the mirror and it's horrible lighting. Some of the higher end hotels now have really cool lighting, which you'll see photographers posting all the selfies from the lighting, geeking out over the lighting. But, you know, it's poorly lit. You can't, it's just not flattering for the most part. And that's what we see 5, 10, 20, 30 times a day. So we just beat ourselves up inside. But when you have that professional portrait done, it shows you how other people see you, and you get out of, hopefully get out of that critical head of ours, where you're just constantly beating yourself up, and say, oh, I look like this, I look like that. I see some pictures of myself and some behind the scenes video from our sessions that I cringe at, but apparently I don't cringe enough to change the way I eat totally, because I like to eat. I like food. But it's just powerful, the photography that we do and how it inspires these kids. But having said that, again, I want the kids to inspire themselves. And in the unfortunate circumstance that we lose a child that we photographed, we want the parents to have that canvas forever. We want them to have their Superman or Wonder Woman on the wall that they can look at every day instead of some maybe bad cell phone pictures from the hospital, possibly in the last part of their journey. We want these kids to be remembered forever if something does happen to them.
Oh, this is phenomenal. Matt, when did you start So Many Angels? Was this, you know, recently, past 2 years?
Yeah, 2017 is when we got our 501c3 status from the IRS. That was, I remember opening the envelope still when we lived in Delaware, and it was, my heart was racing because I didn't know if we would get, you know, nonprofit status, and we did. And I pretty much started crying because it was just, I think it took me 50 years to figure out why I'm here on earth. And I'm not mad about that at all, but God finally said, you know what, this is what you're going to do. And it's kind of, sometimes I think, why am I doing this? I'm not qualified to do this. But at the same time, I think that God wouldn't have given it to me if I'm not going to figure it out. Whether it's like we've talked about before, I'd love to expand, but right now we're focusing on Pittsburgh. And we just need to meet the right people to help us expand if that's what we're going to do. I think it's So Many Angels is going to be what it needs to be in 1 year, in 3 years, in 5 years. Maybe we stay just in Pittsburgh. Maybe we don't. It's kind of exciting for me because I've been on the ride since the beginning, and I sometimes don't know where we're going. I was telling my friend Mickey, I said, before I named so many angels, I said, you know, just like I'm on this big ship heading to my destination, I've got the GPS coordinates in. Sometimes we get a little nudge from the left or the right, and sometimes we run out of gas and then we get super fuel. And I said, it's just kind of like so many angels are out there helping me. And I was like, holy crap, Mickey, that's the name. So it's not, a lot of people think it's the kids that we're photographing that are the angels, but it's more, and that's okay because they are angels as well. But the real angels in this are the people that have helped me along the way get this off the ground, and the people that are helping me, such as yourself, helping me spread the word and reach my new hashtag, reach more, serve more, just reach one more family to photograph. Because, you know, like I said, I think we have photographed 117 kids. Part of me thinks that's amazing. Part of me thinks that's nothing, because I know where I want to go with this. You know, for the last 2 years, we haven't photographed a lot of kids for obvious reasons. And we want to hopefully change that now. Hopefully things are changing up a little bit, because these families are, a lot of these families have lived like that since their child's diagnosis. They've had to, you know, isolate from their friends. They've had to keep them inside, run to the hospital when they spike a fever. They just don't have normal lives. And one of the things, one of the phrases that I'm not a big fan of the last 2 years is the new normal. And it, because I use it too, I still use that term. But if you think about it, no matter what happens to us along our journey of life, every day is a new normal. So it's just magnified now that, you know, what these families go through a lot of the times, we're going through now, and it sucks. You've got to be a part of a pretty crappy club to get a photo from us. But, if we can try to make that, a little bit better time for those 5 or 10 minutes during the session and, beyond, you know, one of these, the kids we photograph as sports figures, how cool will it be to Luke, the kid that is in the orange shirt behind me with the St. Louis Cardinals uniform, I think he just turned 11 or 12. How cool would it be in 10 years if he gets a scholarship to play baseball, and God forbid he gets drafted to a major league team, and plays for the St. Louis Cardinals? You know, what these kids will do. And I follow a lot of their journeys, you know, 5, 10, 15 years down the road. Hopefully some of these kids will remember how they felt during our session. And they maybe dress up like Batman and go back to the hospital and visit kids like they were when they were this age, because they saw some window washers dressed like Batman and Superman or something like that. Or, you know, they got to dress up as a police officer, a fireman, or a nurse or a doctor. And now they become that nurse and doctor helping kids like they were when they were young.
Well, now that you have, you know, your full 5 years, you know, since you started 2017, and I know pandemic didn't help matters, but, you know, do you have any stories now that you're hitting those milestone markers with some of these families of, you know, some of these kids may no longer be kids. They're starting to become young adults.
Let's go back to Kyle, the Star Wars kid I just talked about. He is, I think, 16 now. Not sure if he just got his license or about to, but he is becoming a pretty good chef. Wow. And so the next time I'm in Atlanta, and we were in Atlanta, we photographed some kids down there when I was at a photography conference with the Rally Foundation down there. And Kyle's a pretty good chef now, so I think he's going to make me some lasagna the next time I get to Atlanta. But things like that, it's just watching the journey. Is one of the kids we photograph locally, Lexi. She's a dancer, and just watching her do her dance poses and dance moves, and I have trouble getting around. I, you know, if I lay down on the floor for a photo for any one of my sessions, I say to the people around me, half joking, not even half jokingly anymore, I'm going to lay down, but I need help getting back up. it's just the way it is. But just, yeah, the, there was Kyle, let's see, Charlie, the girl you see over my shoulder, she passed away a couple years ago. And when we asked Charlie's mom, we said, you know, what are Charlie's three favorite things in her photo session? And Charlie's mom said, funky, colors, and galaxy. Charlie's blind. Okay, so I'm not sure how funky colors and galaxy works with Charlie. But Josh, our one of our amazing editors and our president, he basically came up with a photo, and I, you know, I didn't want to just give her a canvas, because if she can't see, then it's just going to be like feeling a blank wall. There's nothing there. So we had the print lab that we were using at the time. They got a local artist to paint on Charlie's canvas. So what you see in the picture there, and sorry for you listeners only, you have to track us down on the website and look up Charlie's picture. She is tracing her hands around the canvas, and her mom's telling her, that's Charlie's t-shirt. Those are Charlie's sunglasses. That's the T-Rex on, and Charlie's, we've got a video of this, and Charlie's going, ooh, ooh. So she is kind of seeing, if there's any really old school people remember the movie Mask, when it's trying to, you know, explain the colors and textures and things like that. But it's just, we want to make every child feel like the superhero that they are during their session and after their session. Because, like I said, they've been dealt pretty crappy hands sometimes. And we just want to do anything we can. And, you know, I can't imagine being in that situation. One of the, actually the first child we lost, his name is Andrew. And I got a message from his cousin after the funeral saying that his canvas was out at the funeral. And that really hit me hard, because I didn't think about that. Maybe I should have, but that's another thing is, you know, the ways that these families will see and use these canvases and what they, how they put it. One of the kids was having a birthday party, and I think they made shirts of him dressed as Captain America, which he was in our picture, which, you know, they probably would have done anyway. But, you know, just watching what these families come up with, the ideas that they have. And I love to, you know, like you, I like to learn something every day.
Yeah.
And it just, if I can pass that on and it's something I learned, then, you know, that's the ripples that I love. I love to make ripples and watch other ripples roll in, and maybe I can send those same ripples back out.
Well, Matt, we have the honor to announce here that you have an event coming up that you are trying to get more families to come and have this experience that, you know, so many angels has provided to over 115 children so far. So why don't we talk about that, and, you know, where it'll be, and, you know, all the details, so that, you know, those listening or might know of a family that could take advantage of what you're doing.
And I'm super excited to announce that this is the first, I'll probably do it on my social media, but we are announcing that in addition to children with cancer, we are serving children with other life-threatening medical conditions as well. Ages 3 to 18, as long as they're still in high school age, we are going to be photographing them. March 12th are the next sessions, starting at 9 a.m. at the UPMC Lemieux Sports Complex in Cranberry. So we have a room there that we are super excited about and love using, because it's just an amazing space. And we're looking for families with children who would like to be photographed as what we say is whatever they want to be when they grow up. So we've had fairies, princesses, superheroes. One girl was Wednesday Addams. And when she when her mom filled out our registration form, I saw Wednesday Addams and I emailed her immediately. I forget where I was, but I emailed her right away and I said, "Is this real? Because I know the editors would love to do this." And she said, "Oh yeah, she loves Wednesday Addams." And she came there with her beautiful bald head, and she had a wig, and she had a little black cat. And Josh just knocked out an incredible edit for that. And it's just seeing what the kids want to be. Sometimes they want to be, like I said, nurses and doctors. One girl was and from Atlanta, she was actually inspired by another older girl who is also battling cancer. She never met her, but that's who she wanted to be. She wanted to like do a tribute to this other girl who was battling cancer. So, March 12th at UPMC Lemieux Sports Complex in Cranberry, and you must sign up beforehand.
Go ahead. I was going to say, let's let people know where to sign up, because I know that's going to be, we don't want to overfill you, but we want to make sure that people get registered.
Yeah. And hopefully if everything's working on the site properly, it will be impossible to overfill because we'll shut down the available times. But yeah, we'll figure something out if we do overbook somehow. The airlines do it, so we can do it.
There you go.
So basically, we need you to go to the website, which is somanyangels.org. There's a big red button, should be right in the front of the page. It says sign up here if you're interested, March 12th. I'm probably going to do something else like a flashing light or something to make it stand out a little more, because as much as I think it might be visible, it might not be as visible as I like. And I don't want it to be difficult for the families when they sign up. But basically, we need you to sign up. The exciting thing about March 12th is usually we tell the families it takes up to 30 days to get the canvas sent to them. What we're doing for the kids that we photograph on March 12th is 2 weeks later at the same location at UPMC Lemieux Sports Complex in Cranberry. I need to make a macro for that for my voice. We are going to do a reveals of the canvases for the families, and we will be taking video on the 12th and on the 26th of reactions to the families receiving their canvases. We want to be able to show future families somewhat about the experience that we try to give the families. We have a video now that was taken in Detroit, but we want to get the Pittsburgh families, the ones that we're serving now, and we want to be able to show future families what they can expect as far as the day of the photo session and what happens when we do the reveals. And right now we're scheduled to have Superman. Somebody dressed as Superman, he will be doing the reveals with us, whether that's behind the Somebody Angel's blanket or just spinning around super fast like Superman does, and showing the families what we've created with them, and hopefully get some priceless reactions, and but hopefully just get those families to say what a great experience they had, so we can use that and hopefully use their voices to share what we do with future families, and just keep those ripples going along and just keep serving the families.
And just a reminder for those listening and, the audience and future people, is that this is all free to the family. There's no cost at all. You're doing this, once again, it's a nonprofit. So, your editors to the final piece that you're giving to the family, the canvas, there's not a dime being spent here by the family, the children, anything at all.
That is correct. And we hope to keep it that way as long as I'm around, because it's some of these families, if there's a mom and dad in the picture, one of them might have to quit their job. Both of them might have to quit their job. They might have to move to a different city. If they have other children, these other children still go to soccer practice, still go to baseball practice, and they still have to eat while, one parent is in the hospital with the child. So these things, their lives don't stop. In one aspect, their old life, right up until the time they got the diagnosis, they were just like a lot of the other families that are out there, the quote unquote normal families. But the day they got that diagnosis, their life gets turned upside down, and we don't want to be a financial burden, of course. But like I said, if we can spread any joy and hope with them, then that's what we're going to do. And, donations are great. partnerships are great. We appreciate every single dollar that we get. But right now we're focusing on the kids and trying to photograph and keep the main thing, which is us photographing the kids. Everything else will fall into place. And if anybody out there knows some people that would like to contribute and help us keep this mission going, that would be amazing. And they can contact me through the website. But yeah, it's just, again, I appreciate you, Seth, letting us get the word out about the sessions on the 12th. And we will be scheduling sessions in the future as well. And that will be on the website as well, in case you just can't make it on the 12th or the 26th for any reason.
Oh, for sure. And we're here to help and get your message out there. Matt, I'm sure you get questions, you know, from families or they've asked before, you know, the photo that you do of the child, it's only of that child. It doesn't include the siblings, correct?
That is correct. We had a kid in St. Louis that I photographed at another photography conference, Luke. Luke has, I think, six brothers and sisters. So that goes back to the finances of So Many Angels. We just cannot afford to do that many canvases for families. I wish we could. But at this time, it's just the child that is battling the medical condition. And whether that changes in the future, I don't know. Again, that also goes back to the, you have to be in a really crappy club to get a photo from us.
No, not, you know, totally understandable on that. And is there anything else that parents, you know, typically ask you that, you know, might be a good heads up before coming to do a photo session?
Another thing is you might see us taking 20 pictures, 50 pictures, 100 pictures. We're not going to give you those pictures. That's not what we're there to do. We're there to create one magical movie poster quality image. You can take all the pictures you like, behind the scenes video, whatever, but we're there just to do that one picture to make that impact piece. So when somebody else sees that, they're like, bam, holy moly, that's amazing. And, so that's the one thing, and that's in our literature as well. But and it's usually not an issue because tout the editor's horns here. They do amazing work, and it's not really an issue. Also, one of the kids in the background that you can see right now, Seth, he did not have a baseball bat when he came in. So I grabbed an umbrella, and we had him pose with the umbrella, and the editor put a baseball bat in his hand instead of the umbrella, and it looks seamless. It's just, you know, the mom was like, well, wait a minute. He didn't have an umbrella. You know, he had an umbrella. He didn't have a bat. But you know, baseball player is not going to look really cool on his poster or canvas with an umbrella. But baseball bat looks pretty awesome like that.
And it's crazy what editors can do these days. I'm always impressed to see, you know, the advances that Photoshop has come along. You can essentially remove someone that was in a photo and it make it look like they never existed, and you couldn't tell the difference.
So real quick, three of the sessions that we did, one was a little girl who was, she was clinging to her mom a lot, and she was having a bad day. And she, you know, when we finally showed mom the picture, she was like, wait a minute, where am I? Because she wasn't letting go of her mom. But through the magic of Photoshop and the creativity of the editors that we work with, you know, they might clone one part of her arm. It's like a Frankenstein edit sometimes. We'll take a bunch of different images, but the arm position on this one was just perfect. But we had to put that on the body because the body of this other picture looked great. We did a picture at another conference, and it was in Pensacola a couple years, and Nolan, he lost his grandfather, I think, the week before the photo session. And his mom wasn't sure she was going to be able to make it because she was, you know, she was trying to plan a funeral, and but Nolan really wanted to do this. So I asked for pictures of the grandfather, and I was sent a few pictures, and There was something that I thought we could use. And the next spring or summer, Nolan's grandfather was going to start taking him fishing and, you know, maybe golfing with him and stuff like that. So he was never able to do that. But what we did was we had Nolan's mom and him stand together, and they were holding hands, and they were in effect walking away from the camera. And what we did was we erased Nolan's mom from the picture and superimposed Nolan's grandfather. So it looks like they are walking hand in hand and off to go fishing or golfing or whatever it was. And that made a big impact on them, I think. And it's, you know, it's just a matter of just thinking outside the box and just trying to imagine what the family would like in that situation. It doesn't matter what I think is cool or what I would think, oh, this, you know, and sometimes I have great ideas in my head and I say them out loud and it's like, who put that out there? You know, that wasn't my idea. Other times I have something that pretty much hits the mark, but it's a combination of the editors and the photographers and all these photos that we've done so far. I have not edited one single image. It would take me five times as long and it wouldn't be as good because these people edit like this all the time for their personal work and for commercial clients. And, it just amazes me that they can put out this work, and also it allows them to get involved. So we've got an editor in the Midwest and he'll edit. He'll be like, yeah, you got anything? And he's like, I got a couple hours after work tonight after I put the kids to bed. So he doesn't have to leave his house, and he's from 9 to 11. He can do an edit and knock it out. And that lets him feel involved because he is helping us immensely because it's just a family that sometimes we get to see those reactions. Sometimes the parents will videotape the opening of the package, and they're packed pretty well, so it takes a while. And it's, you know, the families are impatient sometimes, but I'm impatient watching them opening on the video. But, you know, one of my little dreams when I started this was to, I usually picture a little girl dressed as a princess, and mom sending me a picture of the little girl sleeping or fell asleep with her princess costume on because she didn't want that day to end because it was that special to her. And that's just what I want to do. I want them to look back on a good experience. If they're having a bad day or, you know, just going through a rough patch, they think, you know, that was a pretty cool thing we got to do. And hopefully it sticks with them a little bit.
I give you kudos. I give all of your volunteers and everyone that's a part of your organization, Matt. You know, you guys are doing something special for these kids, these families. It's just an eye-opening and inspiring organization that I hope that we can continue not only to find you families to help, but also, you know, help grow what you're doing too, because I know you have big dreams and big goals for so many angels, but we got to start here first before we can really fly and spread our wings.
Absolutely. And it's talking to people like you, Seth, that's going to help us further our mission. Anybody and everybody I can speak to about us. And even if some of my photographer friends have said, yeah, I've started doing something similar to what you're doing, but not the same. And in their world, they might have a little, you know, different situation that they're dealing with, and they've started doing some photo sessions. The difference, I think, with a lot of things are this is all I'm doing now. This is, you know, my full-time passion. So this is pretty much what I eat, sleep, and dream. And, it's just going to grow from here. And, with the help of people like yourself, getting the word out, helping us reach more people, we'll be able to serve more people.
Anything else you'd like to share with us today, Matt, that we might not have covered, or just a piece of information that might help, you know, others learn more and, you know, hopefully be ones to also spread your message?
I think something we talked about where I hesitate sometimes because I do have big dreams for so many angels, and I'm not sure sometimes if I am the person to lead us into different cities. If you were to ask me, you know, you're my genie and you just popped out of the bottle, I want one wish, and that's to find somebody, maybe a retired executive director that's run another nonprofit, a larger nonprofit that might be a little bored and might see what we do and say, hey, I can help you get bigger. I need help with, I'm running most of the things behind the scenes right now, and I could use some help with growing us, not just in the Pittsburgh area, but, you know, maybe we branch out in 6 months or a year or two where we hit, like Cleveland, Columbus, DC, Baltimore, but just where we grow the right way. I want the experience, you know, similar to like a fast food franchise. You want the burger to taste the same in Seattle, Maine, Texas, and Florida. I want the experience that these families get. And I have realized that we, as much as this is my baby, I need to let go at some time so others can serve like I'm serving, and others can feel how good it feels when these families get this experience, and just might need a little help getting there the correct way. You know, make sure we grow the correct way, meet the correct people. So always looking for people to help with that aspect. But again, I'd like to reiterate about March 12th, we're doing the photo sessions. And again, we will be taking behind the scenes video, possibly some, get some words from the parents or the kids on video as well on the 12th of March. But on the 26th, we want to get those reactions from the families when we hopefully blow them away with the edits and the canvases that we print out for them, and get some reactions and videos of what the future families can expect to experience.
And we want people to make sure that, you know, they can sign up right on somanyangels.org. It truly is right when your homepage pops up. There is a big, huge button that says click here to register for the March 12th event, the UPMC Lemieux Sports Complex, starting at 9 a.m. And you will be set up in one of the rooms there. Once again, this is free to the families. You know, you're not having to pay anything that day. You do need them to come out in costume, though, correct?
There is a restroom in the meeting room that we use, so they do not have to wear it in there. It might be easier that way, but if you want to bring it, there is definitely a room to get there. And we space the appointments out 15 minutes apart, but if a couple of families arrive at the same time, we'll figure it out. It's not a big deal. If we do get enough families signed up, we will open a second photo station. So we've got room for families, and we definitely have spaces available.
Well, Matt, I wish you the best on March 12th. I hope maybe even after the 26th, maybe we can get together again and just hear about the experience that you had, you know, not even on air, but I'd like to bring you back hopefully later this year, and you have a big, huge update for us that you've gone from, you know, 117 and you're up to 300, 400, 500 children that you've been able to help, you know, and do this. So thank you so much for your time today. And I can't say this enough. Please go on to somanyangels.org and check out all the work that Matt and his volunteers are doing.
Thank you so much again, Seth. I appreciate your time and your kind words. And I would love to come back with that update.
Well, perfect. Then you we'll book it, Matt, and I'll see you in the near future. For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop.
Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news. All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees, just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.